Okay, today's minig are things related to talis. A talis gadol and talis katan. A talis, there are many minhagim. When do you first put on a talis? That's not halacha. You can put on a talis whenever you want, make a bracha. On a Torah on a talis. When you fold a talis. So let's begin to discuss some of these issues. First issue is, this is an amazing thing, we don't do this today, we have enough problems today, enough fights today, but it used to be the minhag, a talis in the Gemara is one of the prime examples of zeh keli v'yamdei, to beautify mitzvahs. Okay, we beautify mitzvahs in many ways, we buy a beautiful shul, okay, yeah, we build a fancy shul, that's for the tzibur. Yechidim, it comes rasha, it comes sukkis, you buy a beautiful esrog. Come to shul to brag, to show off the beautiful esrog, zekeli v'yamdeyu, buy nice tefillin. There are many mitzvahs in which we try to beautify, to fulfill the requirement of zekeli v'yamdeyu. But one of the ikar mitzvahs in which it was customary to excel and to openly fulfill zekeli v'yamdeyu is to have a beautiful talis. Talis no'er. Beautiful talis. And it's a big business today. It's not so simple. There's a lot of competition. There's Keter and there's Malchut and what other companies? Munkach Talis. Then you buy the Turkish Talisim, and they're all different. It's fascinating. Okay, but it used to be even bigger. Zeh Keli V'yamdeyu. Ad Kedei Kach, that the minhag was in ancient times, when you bought a new Talis, you were a chiyuv to get an aliyah. It was a chiyuv to get an aliyah. Just like a chassam gets an aliyah, a yartzai gets an aliyah, when the first time you come to shul with a new talis, you get an aliyah. This is like kodesh kadashim. You have kedima. I don't know how far it goes kedima, but that was the custom. Why? That people should learn from you. Look at this person. He bought a new talis. The good ones cost over $100, $120. You can get cheaper talis. How do you say it in plural?
No, talis.
You can get cheaper ones for $50. Okay, they're cheaper ones, but the good talis cost over $120. Zeh keli v'yamdeyu. Everyone should see. Everyone should see that this person was mahadir to buy a beautiful talis. He gets an aliyah, and they give him a mazel tov. In order to inspire people that they also should be mahader in mitzvahs. This is an old minute. Today you don't see this. You know, unheard of today.
One more thing for God.
It's unheard of today, but it's a very interesting idea of how far it went. Zeh keli v'yamdeyu. And it was a very big hakpada. It appears in ancient times to have a sparkling clean talis. If your talis wasn't perfect, this is a very, very, it's one thing you come with, wear a shpatha suit, and you wear an old hat, a dusty old hat. But a talis is a hakpada. Everyone in Shalas had a beautiful talis. So did the Taz. The Taz had an old, yellow, worn-out talis. And a group of women from the Ezra's Noshim, they saw that the Taz, the holy Taz, this talis was like a shmata. So they bought him a new talis. Brand new talis, beautiful new talis, and they refused to accept. And they asked him, and he, why? So he said, because my talis is an aid, is a witness that I never had a machshava zar during my tefillah. When I daven with kavana and a makbid, and it's a witness, and I don't care, I don't want to have a new talis. This talis, I have my whole life, it's an aid. That was a story there from the talis. They said it wasn't the only reason. He had other reasons why he didn't want to eat talis, except the gift, sonat ha-masichya. That was a story with the talis. Okay, let's go further. Now, what color? Oh, I forgot to look at the pasuk. Okay, there's a pasuk. I just forgot to look it up. Okay, but what color should the talis be? Okay, today you go into the stores. You can buy. I was once in the store out of town. Wow, gorgeous talisos. You can't wear them in the flapper store. It's not going to go. Technically, there's nothing wrong. You can wear any talis you want, any color you want, any color. And indeed, in the ancient times, the people did wear different color talisos. Blue, red, green, all different colors. But today the minhag is to wear a white talis. Some don't even get to the stripes in a moment. Some by the Sfaradim, the makbid, not even to have stripes. No stripes. No black stripes, no blue stripes. White. Why? many weavers. It's a pasuk. Pasuk. I don't know the pasuk. I forgot. But ulavushay kishelik chavir. It's a pasuk. There's a pasuk that says that that your clothing should be white. So even though we don't wear white clothing, that's a topic in itself. The Ari Lechasidim, they wear white clothing on Shabbos. It's another topic in and of itself, what color clothing we wear on Shabbos. But at least the talis, it's customary, it was customary that the majority, forget about the stripes, the majority, the main call the talis should be white, based upon this pasuk, Levushay Keshelek Chevir, which means to be white like snow. There's a Kabbalistic reason. It says in Sifrei Kabbalah, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created the world Oiter Or Kasalma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dressed himself in a garment, and the Medrash says in a white garment. It's like the sun. The sun is white. I don't know if it's white, it's red. I don't know what. It's light. So what is light? We associate, forget about the real color of the sun, yellow, red, whatever it is, but we associate white light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dressed himself in a white talis. So we end the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole talis comes from Hashem toward Moshe Rabbeinu. Nisatef kashliach b'talis kashliach tzira. And the Shmarach when he told Moshe Rabbeinu how to do talis, he mispalel to tshuva. Hashem dressed himself in the talis, wrapped himself in the talis. Oiter kasalma, Hashem's talis, it's alluded to in Zohar, is white. So we emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we wear a white talis, ruba deruba. That's the minuk, it's not a halach, because halacha, you have to wear tzitzis no matter what color the garment is. There's another halachic reason. This is an important halachic reason because it says in the Gemara that the according to one opinion of the Gemara, the tzitzis should be the same color as the talis. That's what it says. Now, we're not talking about tchelus, is a topic in and of itself. But since on the tzitzis are white, okay, if you have tchelus, that's an addition. But the ikar tzitzis, most of the tzitzis are white. What does it mean white? It doesn't mean white. It means the same color as the garment. So if you're wearing a red garment, really your tzitzis should be red, according to one opinion of the Gemara. If you're wearing a green garment, your tzitzis should be green. If you're wearing an army talis, they have that. I know someone has an army talis, camouflage talis. So the tzitzis should have also to be camouflage tzitzis. Wow. Because that's what it's supposed to be. But being that when the Gemara refers to tchela, so we compare white, the Gemara always talks about this backwards reason. Since when it comes to the first mission, the first parak in Masechta Brachos, when we talk about tzitzis, it says that there's tchelas and there's lavan. Lavan doesn't mean technically lavan. It means in contrast to tchelas, but we like to translate lavan to mean white. That means, that they're white tzitzis. And since the rule is that the tzitzis should be the same color as the garment, so if the tzitzis are white, the garment should be white. Okay, so ruba de ruba, the minhag Yisrael is that even if you have a fancy towel with colors, they have beautiful talisot, but at least the ikar color of the talis should be white. And then you could have all of the addition. The additional, just like we have the black stripes, the blue stripes, so you could have some nice, but the ikar color of the talis should be white. Again, all these reasons, Hashem's talis white, it's a pasuk that it's levushay kishelek chivar, and the tzitzis is love on the talis, love on, yeah.
I once saw a non-Orthodox rabbi get up to speak, and he was wearing a black talis.
Black
talis. I called him dark.
A robe. Like a robe, the talis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's the meaning of the stripes?
Oh, we'll come to that right now. Okay, so this is the...
Tzitzis were black?
I didn't get that close.
Okay, now we come to the stripes, the zebra. Why do we look like a bunch of zebras when we wear a talis? Mr. Nussbaum, you have a good reason for the stripes? Why? So the stripes, from what I've seen, this is the pella that today, I shouldn't really say that. Today, I don't want, if anyone has a blue, anyone have blue stripes on the talis? No? No one has blue stripes on the talis? Blue stripes. Blue, you go to Eretz Yisrael. It's today, I'm not saying this in a negative way, I'm just saying today, it represents like more modern orthodoxy. It's just that's how people perceive themselves. You have black stripes, it means you're more yeshivish, and if you have blue stripes, it means you identify with more modern orthodox Zionism. Religious Zionism. Nothing wrong. It appears, from what I've read in my in the sefer called Noach Shabbalah, which is put out by a whole group of people, it appears that in ancient times the stripes, it was blue. dark blue. This was the way. This was the way it used to be. It was blue. Why? So there are two reasons. Number one, first of all, it gives the tiles a little more color, a little bit more.
Right.
Well, you gotta give a little some style. You just can't be everything so boring. It's a zecher for tcheles. I'm not getting into tcheles today. The murex is very controversial. Let's talk about go back 100 years ago. Go back 200 years ago. There was no tcheles. Okay, tcheles. No, everyone's doing a tcheles today. This is going on for about 30 years, the most. Then before 30 years ago, no one had tcheles. They were zina. Of Herzog, they speculate. I don't even know if they were. I don't know if they were Herzog. Do Herzog wear tcheles? I don't even know if he wore tcheles. Maybe he did. He had a different tcheles, which people derech klal don't use today. Zina had tcheles, which many people reject. But tcheles didn't exist. Tcheles was lost. It was lost from us. As a zecher, that is something called tcheles, stripes, dark blue stripes were put on the edge of the tallis. Number one, two things. Number one, to give the tallis more of a tam, a little more color. And number two, to remind us, don't forget there's something called tcheles. And being that it's a zecher for tcheles, the stripes were blue. Now, over time, it appears that people were not happy with the blue. I guess because every time you buy a tallis, the shade of blue changed. This blue should be that blue. We don't know what tcheles is. We think we know what tcheles is. We don't necessarily know what tcheles is. The Rambam says that tcheles is doymel l'shochar. The Rambam says that tcheles is very close to black. It's very close to black. The tcheles that people have today is not close to black. It's a royal blue. It looks like a royal blue. And if the blue depends on what they're going to give you in the store, it's always changing. So it became the custom, you know what? We don't know, it's a zecher for tcheles. We don't know what color tcheles is. Every time you go to the store, every season, there's a different shade of blue. It all depends on the latest fashion styles. Let's just make black. Black is what the Rambam says, tcheles is doymel l'shachar. It's a color where there's no deviation. Black is black. Black is beautiful. there's no room to make a mistake, to deviate. It serves the purpose of reminding us what is tcheles. Today, skip ahead to the 21st century, obviously things have gotten out of hand like we see so often in Almanhagen. Black is, if you wear a blue striped tallis, you're making a statement. I'm part of, I represent modern religious Zionism. I'm from the more, I want to distance myself from the Haredi world. That's today. That's today. What?
Blue is the new black.
That's today. That's okay. Things today get out of hand, but it's not the way it was. It used to be blue. It used to be blue for the Haredim. The term Haredi, I heard a shiur on this. Remember, Rabbi, who is it? I think it was Rabbi Beryl Wine. He described the word Haredi is a dirty word. It used to be used. I mean, it's in Tanakh, but 30 years ago, you would never hear the word Haredi. It was the Haredi meant an extremist. It meant a religious extremist. That's what it meant, a fundamentalist. That's how it was used 30, 40 years ago. Somehow it became today B'nai Torah. Somehow, if you wear a black hat and you learn in the yeshiva and you don't go to the army, you're called a Haredi. Yeah. So the whole hair fairy, so the whole Haredi. That's not that. This is something, a very recent thing which has crept into our lexicon. It's a matter. 30 years ago, you would never hear in the news, you would never hear another religious Jew calling someone a Haredi. So today, I see these words because that's how you hear it later.
30 years ago, did you hear Das Torah?
I don't know.
This is
a Rebel Wine. It's an eye-opener how he described what the word Haredi meant years ago and what it means today. Today it's an innocent, simple word. It just means that you're a Ben Torah, you're learning yeshiva, you're a good guy. As long as you don't make trouble, you're okay. That's not, but today, obviously, a black striped tallis has new meaning, and a blue striped tallis, something, but traditionally, it was a blue. The stripes were dark blue. I don't know if it was the same blue. Today also the blues are very different. It was blue. That's how it was. It was there to give the talus a little more oomph. And it was a zecher for tcheles. somehow, because of all the confusion of the exact color of Tchelis, and the problem, a lot of people will criticize, we don't know what Tchelis is, it was changed to black over time, Doim L'Shochar, but it's there by Ashkenazim as a reminder, don't forget, the day will come when Mashiach will be here and we will put Tchelis on the tzitzis. So that's what you're looking at when you're looking at those stripes. But Svardim, they don't do this. Svardim are not into this. Svardim don't hold of the Zecher, oh, pure white. Okay, some say that they have white stripes, like, you know, a different color white. These are different. And today, obviously, today you go into a store out of town, they have some very beautiful things, which is nothing technically wrong, but these are just minhagim. Now, what about a taliskan? Is there anything the taliskan should be white?
Talk about material?
Oh, yeah, I'll get that in a moment. Yeah. It should be wool, right? So that's Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that the lechatila should be wool. Potential, the tzitzis lechatchila should be made from the same, tcheles can only be on wool. And since there's an inyan that the tzitzis should be the same as the garment, the tzitzis should be done to the garment, then lechatchila, that's a halachic issue. Okay, that's a halachic issue. Ideally in halacha, the talis should be from wool. And the talis garden as well. That's not so easy for everyone to do because you get very hot. A wool talis in the summertime. So it's not an eco. Talis skatan. Today everything is standardized. You go into the store, you have to buy a talis skatan and the wool. Now wool v-neck, round neck, all these halachic inyanim, and then you have for the summertime and you have all these new innovations. But it appears that in ancient times there was no hakpada on color for a talis skatan. Talis skadal is a minhag Yisrael. The minhag Yisrael was that the primary color should be white with dark stripes at the edge. Talis katan, there was no such minhag. There is no minhag. Talis can do whatever you want. And the Gedolei Yisrael from the previous generations, some of them would even have their talis katan in the museum, was green, was red, was black. There was no hakpad on the color of a talis katan. This is something which is... The tzitzar, I don't know.
It's the pasuk.
The pasuk says, "Ruisim also, you shall see the tzitzis. You should see the tzitzis. So zachartim is kol mitzvashem." What? Okay, that's another issue. That today, how do you conduct yourself? Years ago, we were much more private. People would not even wear a yarmulke when you go to work. That was another pashut among even the very big, very very big rabbanim. It was a pashut. You go to work. You go to work. You don't wear a yarmulke when you go to work. You're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you go even, you work, anything you work in. It was very weird for people to wear yarmulkes. Today, it's unheard of almost not to wear a yarmulke. Today, talk about a sphere beard. 3-week beard.
Right.
Years ago, it was unheard of. Years ago, you would shave during the sphere because you had to be proper. Today, I remember reading an article where they had a meeting with Bush or Obama in the White House, mm-hmm. A whole delegation of religious Jews. They all went, the pictures, they all went with their sphere beards and their 3-week beards, and it was in the New York Times, and it was pictures in the New York Times. And so when they wrote an article, this would never, ever happen. Just go back 20 years ago, never would be tolerated that religious Jews should go to the White House without shaving. It was unheard of. But today it's, yeah.
Yeah, I think that changed as a result of the civil rights movement. Because I know, it happened with me in my experience that opened the gates for tolerance of different modes of dress and beards, and it's, once they started doing it openly,
it
then
it became
for us to do what.
Okay.
Yeah. What about wearing the talus cotton on the bare skin?
On the bare skin, there's technically nothing wrong. But it because I that's how what?
I thought you're not allowed to wear it.
Because it gets sweaty. It's a zilzal. It's a bagishol mitzvah. I don't know. It could be. It's a halacha. It could be. Okay. I don't know. Okay. Let me just wait for a minute. Now, what about types of wool? So there is one thing that was a minhag. There was a minhag among Hasidim to Turkish wool. Are you familiar with Turkish wool? It's very rough, but the real makar for Turkish wool comes from, first of all, it's the best. And because it's a beget shel mitzvah, you only want the best. For beget shel mitzvah, and the Turkish wool had a reputation, and they say that when after, there's even a tradition, that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, all of the milas of Eretz Yisrael were taken by other lands. Wine, the best wine went to France, and the best of this went to this country, and the best of this went to that country. Where did the wool go? The best wool went to Turkey. So being that it's a beged shel mitzvah, you want to have the best, so it became an by chassidim. Certain groups of chassidim, they will only have their talis gadol, they'll only buy it from Turkish wool. Since al pi halacha, wool is ideal, because the tzitzis are wool, so the beged should be wool. So once you're having wool, you go for the best. Zek keli v'anveyu. There's another reason. The other reason is because this goes back, and this is not today a problem, but it used to be years ago, that wool, there was always a chashash of shatnes in wool. Or you buy, even if you buy a simple roll of wool, being that the way wool is manufactured all over the world, they manufacture wool with linen here and there, there were always threads or chutim, there were problems. There were problems. It's not technically, if it's not stitched together, woven together, it's not a 100% halachic violation. But there are problems. You don't want to mix together, meat and milk. You have two separate kitchens. You don't have to have two separate kitchens. You can have one kitchen and one sink and one counter. As long as you know what you're doing, you're okay. But you want to have two kitchens. If you could afford, okay, so who's going to stop you? It's a nice thing. So being that wool and linen, they used to get mixed up. But in Turkey, the Turkish wool, there was no chashash of shatnez. That's just the way it was. There was no linen in the vicinity in Turkey. There was no linen. There was only wool. There was never an issue. So it became a minhag among certain groups. And because of the problem of shatnez, only to focus on the Turkish wool. Okay, we'll stop. We have a lot more to do. So we'll do the rest tomorrow. We'll do tomorrow. The Atarah, covering your head when you put on the mitzvah.
You're distilling up.
They got it.